thank you for not giving up on us. And thank you for not being one of those people that says two times and you're done, two strikes and you're out. It doesn't make sense. So thank you for not giving up on the people that are still struggling to get in the rooms and get the help that they need.
I'm here to raise my children. I'm here to be present and to show up for my family. I was given an opportunity because of the administrator of Narcan, and for that I'll be forever grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't say thank you enough for that, because it's given me some very important people in my life today, and they wouldn't be here had it not been for that Narcan and, you know, those first responders being there for them.
Those are the voices of people affected by the opioid crisis, some of those who are, and they're thanking those who helped them survive, their loved ones, they themselves with their personal stories. It's a week-long series of activities going on for appreciation. We have with us Elaine Jorgis from the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board of Lorain County. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Having seen that video that I was sent, you realize the faces to these numbers and to these stories. And why is this appreciation really so important in your mind?
Well, you know, for the last really 5 years, Ohio's overdose numbers have, you know, topped almost the nation's, and across the nation, over 60,000 people have died of overdoses last year. You know, and our frontline workers, our first responders, police, fire, EMS, our emergency room workers, they see the worst of the worst. You know, an overdose happens and they're the first unconditionally to take the call. Hopefully they can revive some people. But then they move on to their next call. This week, through our state association, Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities, every community is just taking a step and saying thank you to these first responders for the work they do. We have a statewide theme. It's called Bringing Help, Bringing Hope, Thank You. So every community this week from today till Saturday, you know, is going out just to do a little thank you for their first responders.
When you knew that you were going to do this, what kind of thank yous did you decide to, you know, how do you thank somebody for saving your life, I guess? Is
you know, we have a community engagement work group, and we were just kind of brainstorming. We also checked in with a few first responders and said, you know, if we were to just come over and say thanks, what would you appreciate? And so, you know, they told us, you know, they're always on the go. So what we're doing is we brainstormed with everybody, and we're this morning and tomorrow, we've got a group of volunteers, and we're going to go to all the fire and police departments and EMS with thank you baskets. These baskets have just little on-the-go things that they might just pick up and run, you know, little candy mints or notepads, papers, just things for them, for their departments, just to grab on the go as they're running to their next call or back out to their community. But more importantly, we've gotten connected to our treatment agencies and our recovery centers, and some of the folks at those entities have wrote specific thank you cards. You know, so they're going to get some thank you cards in their baskets. We had another volunteer who went to our elementary schools, and just amazing the numbers of kids' artwork that's going to be in these baskets, just to maybe, you know, if a first responder's having a bad day, maybe these things will just, you know, pick them up, keep them going. The other very important thing, that thank you video, each of the departments will get a little thumb drive, which has this 4-minute thank you video that our state association did, just thanking them. There's a 22-minute self-care video. Because one thing you think about, everybody, people that are caretakers often just don't think about taking care of themselves. And also there's a video in there about how to protect themselves from fentanyl, because we want them to keep doing their jobs, protect themselves, and take care of themselves.
I did happen to see part of that sort of the self-care video, and I was thinking the same thing. You don't, when you think of the people who are trained, the paramedics, the police, the fire, and all that, you think that that's their sort of job, but you don't realize separately that there's issues that have come because of that. And they have to remind themselves, and it's not, you know, it's the eating right, getting sleep, being able to deal with it. And if there's issues, you want to be able to talk about it, too. Sometimes we forget that that's a component, really, to their career and to their survival.
Absolutely. So, you know, and finally, we did get proclamations from the governor, attorney general, our county commissioners, as well as a variety of the mayors from our community. So, you know, they'll be in their baskets too. So these, you know, again, these members will see that we're all behind them. We're really supportive of their work and whatever we can do to make their day a little brighter. That's our intent for today and tomorrow.
Elaine, every now and then we hear someone say, even from a law enforcement type, this shouldn't be our job to be reviving people, to give out Narcan. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, what we don't want to do is make any first responder in the position to make a judgment call. You know, they're out there, they're taking a call, and they need to be armed with all the tools they need to respond to that call. That's, you know, that's the duty, and that's the service they signed up with. The issue with Narcan, it's an opportunity to give a person another chance to live another day, and we hope that another day helps people to decide that today's the day I need to get onto my path of recovery. Had it not been for Narcan, they wouldn't be here to make that difference. And these people are family members. They're brothers, sisters, sons and daughters of somebody. And, you know, the struggle with addiction is real. And sadly, with drugs out in our communities, you know, overdose is scarily a possibility. So we need to make sure that the tools are there, and so they have them and they could use them when they need to with their professional judgment.
I also happened to watch part of the video you sent over as the package for that, not the thank yous or the other one, but the one related to fentanyl. And we hear about it in a sense, but to see somebody, there was a young officer who actually had exposure and a reaction to, and hear the story how it was just sort of a, you know, what he said is almost a couple of little kind of specks on his clothing that really caused him to go into, you know, really a problem there. It's amazing how deadly this stuff can be. And
right.
We're sending people in there to process crime scenes or to deal with something, and they never know, you know, it's sort of unseen kind of hazard for them.
Right. So, you know, that's so important. It's such a small, you know, piece that could really, you know, cause an action or reaction. And again, they don't know what they're going into anytime they take a call. So it's just, you know, a little other piece of reminder and education for all the first responders about the dangers of fentanyl in our communities.
Elaine, we're getting more and more reports about more and more facilities possibly opening up in Lorain County. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, we do need more capacity in Lorain County specific. We have people calling regularly for help, and we have waiting lists on all of our, you know, provider lists. So, you know, hopefully, you know, and I know we'll all come together with the right size plan for the facilities. You know, and we've got to ensure a whole continuum of care is available wherever people might want to make that first call. And so oftentimes it's a more comprehensive setting or a you know, facility for whatever we have gaps in. We've got some serious gaps in residential beds and detox services, as well as just some outpatient and recovery space for people in our community, for the size community we are.
We're talking this morning with Elaine Jorgis from the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services of Lorain County. I know you're going to get, I should let you go because I know you got a lot of traveling to do today, loading up your vehicles and handing out all those gift baskets and kind of just talking, sharing the stories you know, saying thank you to all the different first responders. Where's your first stop this morning, by the way?
You know, we're going to start out at 9 o'clock. So we've got, you know, we've got a group. So we're just going to map out the county. Today we're doing fire. Tomorrow we're doing police. So we're just going to kind of put a map and see who shows up today. And we'll kind of map everybody out. You know, within a couple hours we'll be covered.
Sounds
good. Throughout the county.
Yeah, it's a week of appreciation for those first responders, fire, police, EMS, you know, even the 911 operators. And those are all part of this thank you to help keep people alive in this county and help battle this opioid problem. Elaine, we appreciate your time this morning and all you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks.